What is up, crew? How is everybody on a Wednesday, middle of the week? Hopefully the week is going well for you. Halfway there, halfway to the weekend. Everybody can make it. I'm behind you 100% on that. Something weird just happened. I got a notice from YouTube that I went live. So that's kind of weird because we all know how those notifications work, right? And why is YouTube sending me a notification when I go live? It's like I would accidentally do that or something. I don't know what they're thinking is there, but maybe that's indicative that they're working or evidence that they're working on the notification system or something, which would be awesome. Let's face it. Speaking of that, of course, we are live on the YouTubes here. Also simulcast over on gunchannels.com. Looks like Mr. Rick, Pants, PNW, and Mr. White so far hanging out over on that side. Let me grab the link for that gun channel side. I'll drop it here on the YouTube side just in case there's somebody here that is not familiar with things over there. But, yeah, great place to hang out. Obviously, things are simulcast over there when we do the live streams. People share photos, videos. There's lobby chats going on, a wealth of knowledge and information. It's all firearm related pretty much. A huge Second Amendment community over there. So go check that out if you have the opportunity. Great alternative platform to the larger ones. Great community. Speaking of the chat over there, reminder, if you are over there on that gun channel side, make sure that you use the chat, the little chat rooms tab in the bottom right-hand corner. There are issues with the chat that appears underneath the embedded stream. And that's important tonight because, as with pretty much every Wednesday, and when we have our guest, hey, we're open to questions. So definitely get those in. Let's run through the room real quickly over here, I suppose, on the YouTube side, kind of get an idea of who's out there. I see quite a few people coming in still, so maybe those notifications are working. Guitar Man Pete looks like was the first in the room out there. So what is up, Pete? Mr. Buck Stanley out there as well. Sam's in the house with us. Snob Life out that way. Budget Guns and Gear, unknown user. And, yeah, he is going good over that way. Going to drop a couple more links here, or at least one. Let me grab this one. I'll do that over on the Gun Channel side first. And I'll tell you about CloverTac.com. And the coolest thing about that is being able to keep up with all the various platforms. And, you know, you may decide, hey, I like using Spotify or iHeartRadio or Trending or whatever the platform might be. And the odds are we're over there in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So jump over there to the website, right there kind of at the top of the page with that social media, little social media carousel. You'll be able to scroll through that, kind of pick your poison, so to speak, on where you would like to follow the content. Also, I mean, we've got the blog post over there. Not a lot being done with that, of course, because we're so busy with the videos and the other stuff. Really need to get back on that. And then we've got, of course, the swag stores over that way. The affiliate links are over that way if you're looking to do any type of shopping. And then the discount codes, which we've got three, I believe, currently. They're right there on the homepage to make it easy if you're shopping those particular businesses. That's Beach and Tactical, Modern Spartan Systems, and there's one more. What is it? Home Action Sports is what it is. So, yeah, check that out if you get a chance. We're like Zorro in the house over on the YouTube side now. So, what is up, Zorro? Now, as far as the YouTube side, we covered the chat on the Gun Channel side, but as far as the YouTube side goes, as we're moving along here, let me make sure I've got my notepad up, and I do. That way I can copy questions. So if you don't know how to tag in the chat, it's going to be best to tag myself, Mike, or Snob out there. Just use a little at symbol and then the screen name, username, profile name, whatever you want to call that, right? Behind the at symbol, and then that should highlight that for whoever you're tagging, and we can better pick up on that to be able to get those questions copied. Be patient. I don't think we've ever had a show that we haven't been able to get to all of the questions. Typically, we are able to get through them all, but it may take a few minutes. I mean, I try to stay on topic and the flow be smooth and all that good kind of stuff. So we try to work those in when and where we can. So without further ado, I guess let's bring in my helpers for the evening, producers, color commentary, if you will. Mike is back with us. What's happening, Mike?
Not too much. Just another day in paradise, living the dream, and ready to get some education from the up and coming generation about some bow and arrow action.
There you go. Now, have you done much archery?
The only archery I'd done was the little bow and arrows that you put. Remember back in the day, I used to get the toys in the cereal box. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a kid, that was the only archery I've ever done. Outside of when I was in the military, how soldiers would bring bow and arrows to work. But I was always too scared to do it because I didn't know what to do and I didn't want to get hurt. So that was my only archery experience.
Interesting. You know, that brings up a valid point because when I'm something I talk about when I do coach training or even when I'm out with an archer for the first time is one of the things that, you know, a misconception that's out there is that, you know, we get the whole firearms get demonized all the time, of course, but, you know, there's this safety factor, it seems like, sometimes with archery because they say, well, why does the archery program always, you know, seem bigger than the firearms programs, right? And it's like, well, people are more comfortable putting their kids into an archery setting. But if you look at it and you really think about it, with all the sharp points and pointy ends and everything else, the increased risk, at least for injury, possibility for some type of an injury, if you're swinging a arrow around or a bow around or something like that and poking somebody in the rib cage or, God forbid, in the eye or something like that, you know, it's very high. So there is definitely, you know, the discipline and everything that is required with, you know, with the use of firearms. I mean, that definitely has to be applied, you know, two or even threefold, I think, with archery. Got to be cognitive of, you know, where your bow is at all times and what direction you're swinging that thing around and that sort of stuff. Snob is in with us, too. How are you, Snob?
Oh, I'm good, man. Thanks for having me. I've got a little more experience than Mike, but not much more, so I'm excited to learn.
Awesome. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask is what is your experience in the archery realm? So this may be good. Maybe Jace can help both of you out, help you learn a little more about archery. And I can try to fill in some gaps as well. Again, if you're out there in the chat, as we get started here, be sure to throw those questions out that way. Tag us if you can. And we will get to those. Before we go any further, though, I want to take a quick minute and just shout out three individuals, a couple of which are with us right now. And that is Guitar Man Pete, who come on board over on Patreon as a marksman level patron over there. So thank you, sir, for that. Really, really do appreciate it. And then Georgia Trucker and Snob, who's here with us on the panel, both upgraded to marksman status over there on Patreon. So awesome to see the commitment to, you know, help support what we're doing here, as well as be able to take part in the extra engagement over there. We have a lot of fun, I think, anyway, over on the Patreon side of things. I don't necessarily like to brag, but I think compared to a lot of the folks over there on Patreon that just kind of take the money and run, I do try to work that platform as much as possible because I am appreciative of the support. So with that said, let's bring Mr. Jace into the house. How are you, Jace?
Good. How are you?
I am great. If you would, tell everybody how old you are.
I am 10 years old.
Awesome. And you got a birthday coming up out here.
Yes, it is November 17th.
17th. Okay. You're pretty close to me. Mine is the 22nd. So can we switch ages this year? Is that possible?
I don't know.
I would gladly be 11 if you would be 43. No, that's great. So what grade are you in, Jace?
I am in fifth grade.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I can't, it's hard to put a lot of times an age with a grade, but yeah, fifth grade, that's pretty cool. So you've got junior high next year, huh?
Yeah.
That's gonna be
cool.
right, that's gonna be fun. Now with your archery, do you remember about what age, about how long ago you started doing the archery?
I was 5.
Okay. Very cool. And what kind of bow did you start out with?
I started with just like one of those, basically a little bit of step above one that shot sticky darts. Oh, okay. And it was basically just a stick bow with regular arrows.
I gotcha. And did you like that? Did you like that? That's more like an Indian bow, I guess, right? Just a recurve.
Yes. Yes.
And did
you? It was pretty fun since I didn't do it much, but I did it for, I did that 5 years ago, but then 3 years ago, I did more with it. Then 2 years ago, I shot my first sanctioned tournament. And then a year and a half ago, I decided I wanted to be the best in the world because I was on YouTube one day and I saw this guy on YouTube that shot archery and he didn't have any arms. And once I saw him shoot, and he basically shot perfect, it made me want to be perfect. So then I started shooting every day ever since, basically.
Okay, gotcha. Now, at what age did you start actually shooting your first competition?
I was 8.
Okay, so you'd been shooting, I guess you just kind of shot in the backyard before then? Is that what you did? Kind of had fun with it?
I did 4-H.
Oh, okay.
Is how I did a little bit more with it.
Okay, I got you. And 4-H. Okay, very cool. Yeah, very, very familiar with that. Were there, when you were doing it in 4-H, was there a lot of other kids that were in the club doing it with you?
There wasn't a lot, and there wasn't a little, but it was, like, in between.
Right, that was enough, right? I get you. Now, why did you want to start shooting competition? What did you like about the competitions?
Well, I started out doing motocross, but after a while, a lot of people I knew and my brother got really hurt. And I like both, but archery to me is a lot more fun and safer.
Gotcha. Okay. And I've seen the pictures. You shoot a lot of different types of competitions.
Yeah.
It looks like you do some outdoor, some indoor, and some 3D.
Yes.
Which is your favorite?
I like doing outdoor target.
You like outdoor, okay. And with your age and your class, how far away do you have to shoot from on those outdoor?
The farthest I have to shoot is 33 yards.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's quite a bit for a, that's quite a bit for a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
That's not an easy shot. Wow. That's interesting. And in an outdoor match, you know, one thing that I shoot a lot of archery and have over the years myself, and archery is a lot different than the, than a lot of your rifle and pistol matches and stuff like that. It can take hours sometimes, I'm sure, to shoot a match. I'm sure you've been there where it's taking a long time, right?
Yes. Some shoots I've been to, it's taken basically all day.
Right, right. Like some of the outdoor is, what, like 70 arrows, 72 arrows, something like that?
It's up there. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. And some of those, I know some of those tournaments and things I've been to have even been 2 days. You have to do that 2 days in a row.
Yes, I've done 3 to 4 day tournaments as well.
Wow.
For nationals.
Wow. That's awesome. It's very awesome.
Thank you.
Now with the, I've seen you shoot some of the 3D stuff. It looked like as well. Do you do that very often with the 3D matches?
I do it sometimes, but it's mostly just for nationals that it's a multiple day.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Now, as far as your bow is set up now, what brand bow do you use now?
It is a Hoyt Clash, and I have it set up with 19 inches and 35 pounds.
Wow, okay. So you're pulling 35 pounds. Very interesting. Now, that Hoyt Clash, do you know, will that bow grow with you as you get older, or is that something you're going to have to get a new bow later on as you get older?
Yes, it will grow with me as I get older. It goes up to 70 pounds.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. That's nice. Now, as far as arrows, what is there a particular arrow that you like?
Yes, I shoot the Carbon Express Blue Maximum Red Zone arrows.
Okay. Yeah,
those are 150 fines.
Okay. Yeah, those are good arrows. Now, do you have different arrows depending on the type of competition that you shoot, or do you use the same arrows for all of them?
I use the same.
Okay. Okay. I do too. I tend to do that as well for the most part, but I do know people that, depending on if they're shooting outdoor or indoor or 3D or whatever type of match it is, they shoot different ones. The only time I've switched arrows before is when I've done a carnival shoot, because a carnival shoot is a bunch of trick shots, and you can break arrows very easily. Just absolutely destroy your arrows with those carnival shoots. So I usually shoot like, you know, when arrows go on sale, you know, after hunting season, like at Walmart, and they put them on clearance, I'll buy those cheap arrows a lot of times. And that's what I'll shoot for my carnival shoots. That way, you know, if I break one or something, it's not a big loss. Have you done any trick shots or trick shooting or like I was talking about there, like carnival style shooting at all?
I had a 3D shoot I did, and they had a steel deer around a regular deer, and they had a circle in it that was only the 10 ring big, and I have practice and tournament arrows.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Very cool. Now, you said they had a field deer, so you had to shoot through the 10-inch hole, is what you're saying.
It's the 10 ring, not a 10 inch circle.
Oh, 10 ring hole. Okay, I got you. Yeah, that's way different. That's a whole lot smaller. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So let me grab some questions here real quick. We've got a few. Let me make sure I am caught up. And there's some people out there that's got some questions for you, and we'll do those. And then we'll turn Mike and Snob loose and see if he has anything. Now, Calaveras out there, you answered the brand, the Aero brand question you asked. Is there a special tip or point, Aero point, that you shoot or that you like? I'm assuming you shoot like a target tip or a field tip, right?
Yes, I shoot a 100 grain field tips.
Gotcha. I know I shoot, and it's just easier to pull out of the target, especially with 3D. I shoot one that is from, it is an Easton target tip, and it's a little bit bigger than the Aero. Do you know if your tips are a little bit bigger than the Aero?
Well, I used to have that problem, but I didn't like it that much because when I was shooting target, it would get caught. And so right now I'm shooting ones that are flush with my Aero so they don't get caught and easier to pull out.
Okay. I got you. So with, let's see, who do we have out here? David Bowling out there. He's asking what kind of targets do you like to shoot? You said you like the outdoor competition. As far as practice targets or things like that, do you have favorite targets in practice that you like to shoot at? Certain bags or 3D targets or anything like that?
Well, when I'm practicing indoors, I like to shoot the Vegas three spots.
Wow, okay.
And for outdoors, I just shoot some regular 3D targets.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, the Vegas three spot, you're pretty serious if you're shooting the Vegas three spots.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know, for those that are out there, but the drawback to shooting a three spot like that, with a normal target, you could score anywhere from a 1 to a 10x. But yes. The three spot, it's what, 5 or 6? I can't remember. Is that a 5?
It
or
is six. Six to 10x.
6 to 10x. There you go. Okay, I couldn't remember off the top of my head. But I know that if you miss, if you're off your game a little bit, you can get a 0. You don't get the chance to score a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. So you definitely have to be on your game.
Yes, that's the bad part about a 3 spot.
Now we got out here. Guitar Man Pete has got a good one. With your archery, he says, do you hunt?
Yes, I do hunt. For the last 2 years, I've been hunting with a crossbow deer hunting. And on my 10th birthday last year, I got a 7-point buck. And I pheasant hunt with a 20-gauge shotgun. And this year, I'm hoping to go squirrel hunting with my compound bow and my .22.
So you're going to squirrel hunt with your bow. Did I hear you say that correctly?
Yeah.
He's way better than me with a bow if he can get a squirrel.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I do good with a .22. So, yeah, I'm not about to try it with a bow. That's insane. That is insane. Yeah, now the deer that you got, did you have to clean that deer and do all of that good stuff too once you shot it?
Yes. It was a very weird thing. It was very weird because when I shot it, there was no blood trail.
Oh,
so
wow.
It took me a while to find it, but the cool part was that I found it. Mm-hmm. And my dad thought that was really cool too.
right? Now, I've had this, I think last week, maybe we talked about this a little bit with Sergio, or it was one of the kiddos we had on, but we were talking about hunting. And with hunting, it's kind of weird. You have to, you know, if you hunt the animals and then, you know, you clean them and cut them up and do all that good kind of stuff and then put them in the freezer and eat them, you know, but just kind of going out and hunting for the first time, did you feel kind of bad that you shot a deer?
Well, it was kind of I was kind of happy, but kind of sad at the same time.
Right.
But I was happy because I really wanted to try deer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's exactly right. It's a weird situation where, you know, you don't really want to do it necessarily, but you're kind of glad you did do it once you get to eat the deer, right?
Yes. And when I got my deer, I got meat and I got deer smokies, which those are really good. And sometimes I take them to school.
That does sound good. Deer smokies. Is that kind of like a...
It's like a Slim Jim.
Like a Slim Jim. There you go. Well, the chat will love that because the chat loves Slim
Jim. Deer candy.
Deer candy, right?
They're a lot thicker, though.
Right. That sounds amazing. Now, do you take the deer somewhere, or do you do that yourself?
I take it somewhere.
Okay. I was going to say if you and mom or dad or whoever knows how to make those, we may need to talk, because that sounds good. So let's bring in Mike. I'm gonna turn you over to Mike for a few minutes here. Mike, if you got anything, take it away.
Yeah, how's it going for you, Jace?
Good.
All right. Now, as I expressed at the beginning, I know nothing about archery, so I'm gonna need you to educate me a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, considering the fact that I already know that you're only three apples high, and are you able to try out for the Junior Olympics archery in any type way?
No.
Is it because
not old enough?
Okay, gotcha. All right. So now, what is the difference between a recurve and a compound archer?
Okay. So a recurve, you pull the string back with your fingers. And it doesn't have any cams to roll the string around to make it easier to stay steady when you're at full draw. And another thing, a recurve does not have is cables, to which the two cables that are in front of the string are what a recurve doesn't have, and it doesn't have cams.
Now, from the pictures that I'm looking at on the internet, how do you actually store your bow?
Well, when I went to Lancaster for the shoot, I really wanted to get a high quality bow case, and I got a Legend bow case, and I don't remember the model, but it fits my bow perfectly, and I can fit in it, and it holds all my stabilizers, my quiver, my sight, my arrows. It holds a lot of stuff.
Okay. Now, this case, was it given to you by your parents, or did a sponsor give it to you, or the camp that you go to, do they supply it?
No. I bought it myself with my own money.
Hold on now. You just said you're 10 years old. How are you making money?
Don't hate, Matt, because you've got a job and you don't.
Hey, I need the secret.
I save my birthday monies, my birthday money for 2 years to buy it.
Wow, for 2 years you saved your birthday money?
I've got a daughter, yeah, and she can't save her birthday money for 2 days.
Right?
Man, that is like true dedication.
Mine's been theirs before they even get it. You know, they're like, next week is my birthday. Can I have this?
All right. So now you said you're a part of the 4-H club, right?
I was. When, like, 2 years ago when I was getting more into it, but right now I'm not.
Okay, so now, do you still compete with archery?
Yes, I competed in a lot of nationals tournaments this year, and hopefully to do more. Almost every weekend I shot this year.
Okay, so now let me ask you this, since you said you compete, and because you compete, the traveling aspect is can be tolling on you. But since you save your money, and I'm pretty sure you probably ride your bikes to the competitions, or does mom and dad take you?
My mom and dad drive me, and I am looking for a sponsor to help with the traveling costs.
Oh, that should
be and. If anyone wants it, if anyone's interested, you can email my dad at marketingwaltersbrothersrecreation.com.
And I've also dropped the Instagram for Walters Brothers Recreation out there in the chats as well.
Thank you.
Okay. I had another question, but it just went over my head. It'll come back to me, though.
Snob, do you want to jump in?
Yeah, I got a few questions here.
Yeah, go ahead.
How often do you practice? Like every night, or what's your practice schedule?
Well, I have a little workout routine every morning before school. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I do upper body and weights. And then Tuesday and Thursday, I do legs and core. And then in the afternoon after school, almost every day after school, I'll shoot about 100 arrows.
Oh, wow. Well, speaking of that, how many arrows a day do you lose? Because every time I shoot my bow, I lose at least 2 or 3 arrows, but I'm just that good.
Well, now that it's going to indoors, I don't lose any. And when I shot outdoors, I didn't lose any.
He must be a little better than me.
All right.
One last question. What's the farthest you've had to travel for a competition?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's not too far from me.
Right. Now with that workout schedule, I don't know if anybody else felt that way, but when you said that, you made my body hurt, because I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? But that's a lot of people don't understand the benefit, especially of upper body. They don't understand the benefits that can play with archery, with being able to steady the bow, with being able to hold the draw, you know, and all of that. So kudos to you. Who gave you the idea of the workout, or who suggested that workout, is what I'm curious, because that's not what a lot of kids, they don't think about that aspect of it. So was there somebody that suggested that to you one time?
I thought about it myself, because at the time before this, I was doing motocross racing, and I had to stay in shape so I wouldn't cramp up during my races.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, remember your dad saying that y'all did that.
Yeah, and I am very, very little.
Right. Now, do you still do... Do you still do the motocross stuff?
Yes, I do E-Rock. It's basically half on a motocross track and half in the woods. And there's only the crazy. And I won the championship for it
Oh, wow. Awesome.
this year for it.
Now, between the motocross and the archery, which one is your favorite?
Archery.
Archery. Okay. Fair enough. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Well, let's talk a little bit about, I guess, your some of the competitions, the nationals, and the things you went to. The first time you went to nationals, I'm guessing there was a lot of people there, right?
Yes, my first national tournament was Lancaster, and I basically imploded because my two biggest sponsors were there, Carbon Express Arrows and Hoyt Archery, and I thought that if I didn't shoot great, that they were gonna take my stuff back, and so I tried so hard, and I tried so hard, it made me shoot even worse. And so then after that, I went and talked to the person at the Carbon Express booth and Mr. Paul, and apologized to him about how bad I did. But he was really surprised that I did that for how young I was.
Right. I'm sure he probably did. So, yeah, shout out to Carbon Express and Hoyt for helping Jace out and a lot of other kiddos out there that I'm sure they sponsor as well. So yeah, you sounds like you kind of psyched yourself out there a little bit.
Yes.
So have you, what did you learn? What did you learn from that? And then how has that helped you with your other matches? Do you try to stay more relaxed now?
It's helped me it's just helped me be more calm and not worry about what's around me and how many people are there. Just shoot the best I can.
Right.
And sometimes when it's on a line shooting and they have music playing, I'll dance to keep myself happy.
All right. Now we've got a couple more questions. I'm gonna run through here. Let me look at them and figure out kind of figure out which one I want to ask first.
Okay.
is there anybody in the competitive archery world? Is there any other competitive archer, pro archer, or Olympic archer that you look up to?
Yes, I look up to Matt Stutzman. He is the armless archer, and I met him for the first time at Indoor Nationals in Cincinnati, and Darren Christianberry, which is a pro archer that is the pro staff director for the out for the for the outdoor group.
Okay, gotcha. All righty, cool. Now I want to shift gears just for a second, and I'll turn you back over, of course, to Mike and Snob here in a minute. But I want to shift gears just for a second and kind of talk about being 10 years old. You are you got a long way to go before you probably are starting to think about, you know, high school and college and the future and all of that. But is professional archery something at this point that you would like to continue to do?
Yes, I want to shoot the Vegas shoot, and I want to do that because my brother went there in 2012 for ANAC, which means Amateur National Ring Across Championship. And I said I was going to bring us back, and I am because it's in the same stadium arena as he raced in, and I hope by 2028 they have compound and the Olympics, because I want to do the Olympics, and it's in Los Angeles, California that year.
Oh, okay. That's I did not know that. I don't. You keep up with the Olympics more than I do, apparently. Now, with the matches, we got another question out there. This is one from Rob. He says, after your matches, do you get pizza or ice cream?
If I win a match, I get to, well, two of my matches, both of them I won, and I went to Roosters, which is a really good wing place. And if there's not a Roosters around, I go to a Taco Bell.
Where are you?
Because those are my two favorite restaurants.
There you go. There you. What's your favorite thing to eat at Taco Bell?
I normally get whatever the $5 box is.
Oh, okay.
Or if they don't have something I like in it, I'll get the number 8 meal with the 3 hard tacos.
Okay, well, that works. I'm all about it. Go ahead.
And a Skittles Freezy. Because Skittles is my favorite candy.
Well, there you go. Mohawk boy out there will be happy to hear that. I think Skittles is his favorite candy. Yeah, I like the cheesy gordita crunch, but I want the Doritos Loco taco shell in it. So that's my go-to for Taco Bell. Now
that sounds good.
It is. It's amazing. Yeah, very cheesy. If you like cheese, then you'll like that, because you've got the nacho cheese of the shell, and then you've got the shredded cheese in between the soft tortilla and the shell. So it's really a good cheesy treat. With school, do you go to public school, private school, or are you homeschooled?
I go to public school.
Okay, awesome. Now, do they have any type of archery there at the school?
No.
Okay.
But next year, I'm hoping to go to a school that has archery in it.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, some schools have that. It's getting a little more popular again. It used to, you know, pretty much all schools did archery. But I'm old, right? So I remember those good old days, unfortunately. Now, as far as school goes, do you have a favorite subject? Do you have a favorite thing that you like learning?
Yes, my favorite thing is math class.
Oh, you're a math nerd then.
Yeah.
Not only is he a better shooter than me, he's smarter than me.
He's smarter than Bob too, he says. Yeah, absolutely. Now go ahead.
And last year I got all A's and B's every quarter.
Oh wow, that's awesome. That's good to hear. So keep it up. Especially with your schedule, you know, with all of these shoots and then the practice. And is there a reason that you do your training in the morning? Just out of curiosity, is there a reason you do it before you go to school?
It's just, to me, it wakes my body up and it feels better during the day instead of being like all squished together and not awake.
Right. And you're probably not as, you know, you're kind of a little, probably if you did it after school, you'd be a little wore out from school already.
Yes.
I would think. So that might actually help you in school then, the working out before school. Maybe that makes you a little more alert and pay a little more attention. So that could be something interesting, even if there was somebody out there that wasn't interested in the archery, but you know, maybe we had some kiddos that weren't doing so good in school. Maybe if they did a little workout before school every day, that could make a big difference. Now, I had seen some pictures, and I don't remember if it was Facebook or the website or where it was, that it looks like you recently went to some type of a camp. I think I've seen you shooting some rifles and pistols.
Yes, I went to this camp I went to last year, and It was called Lake and Trails, and it is 3 days long, and you get to shoot archery, pistol, rifle, shotgun, muzzleloader, and some other stuff. And every year on the last day night of and you go there for 4 years, and every year all the different years do a different training thing. Last year we did learning how to clean pistols, and this year we did knife making.
Oh wow, that's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, very interesting. So a couple more questions we're gonna take care of here real quick. As far as the, you know, you mentioned the rifle and the pistol. You said you hunted, so you've done a little bit of shooting with the shotgun. Other than archery, is there any competition that you're interested in with rifle, shotgun, or pistol? Maybe doing later on.
I don't know. I just like going to the range and shooting my 22, because for my birthday or Christmas, I asked for a scope for my tube-fed 22, and my grandpa got me one that was like for a really big rifle, and it looked so weird on my small tube-fed 22.
Right. Right. I imagine so. Now, looking through here, this is an interesting question. I don't know how big you are into superheroes and all that. So, but Rob D, was it Rob? Who was it out there? Oh, that was unknown user that was asking this. He says Green Arrow or Hawkeye. Do you know both of those?
Neither of them. I got this question down from the other videos I watched. Yep. I already got this one written down. It's Flash.
Oh, really? So he's a Flash guy. So there you go.
Even though I'm small, I can run really fast.
There you go. There you go. So what you're saying is you're a better archer than either one of those. That's what you're telling me, right?
Yes.
The Green Arrow and Hawkeye, they take lessons from Jace. That's where they get their super abilities, is they actually train with Jace. So that's a little known secret. Not a lot of people know that. So just wanted to throw that out there. Mike, I'll let you jump in real quick here for a few minutes if you want.
Oh yeah. Since archery is not my forte and I'm a little lost and slow on the subject, let's talk about areas outside of school and archery. So
okay,
what is your day like outside of school, but no archery?
Well, that would be me mostly just sitting at home playing an Xbox and doing homework.
All right. So what games you play on Xbox?
I play MXGP3, which is a motocross game. Forza Horizon 3, which is a car racing game. And I don't know of any archery games, so I don't have any of those.
Okay. Now, far as your group of friends, do you hang around other kids that are into archery like yourself?
At Black River Archery, which is my local indoor shooting range. And that's the only time besides when I go to tournaments. But that's the only other time I see archery friends besides that tournament, because really none of the kids at my school know what archery is. So I have to explain it all to them.
Right. Gotcha. Now you can just tell them to come watch this video. You know, so you don't have to explain anymore.
Well, see, Mike didn't know what archery was either. That's how he learned how to explain it so well, Mike.
Hey, like I said, I'm a student of his game.
All right. You got anything else, Mike?
No, that was it. Like I said, I'm out of my element right now. So pretty much I know everybody that's into archery, probably listening to me like, okay, this guy's a retard, but literally I know nothing about archery.
It's okay. Everybody has their thing. Snob, you want to jump in for a minute?
Two more quick questions. One, do you shoot archery simulators a lot indoors?
I've never shot one, but my bowstring sponsor that has a indoor range has one, and I'm hoping to shoot it this winter.
Oh, they're a blast. You've got to go shoot.
Absolutely. Yes.
My
the one that they have, can you use your own bow? Just change the tips out?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
their name is Competitor's Edge Custom Bowstrings.
Yeah, that's the one I've shot. It's completely awesome. I love it. But go ahead, Snob. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. All right. One last question off topic. Do you have any plans on playing any school sports, or are you just too busy with archery and motocross and that stuff to have time to do anything like basketball, football, anything like that as you get older?
Well, my parents want me to do wrestling, but I really don't want to. But during the winter, I'll try to do indoor soccer.
Okay, cool.
Wrestling could be interesting with upper body training and all the, you know what I'm saying, with all the training you do before school. That could definitely be interesting.
Yeah, it would be.
You could be the first professional archer / pro WWE wrestler. Think about it. That could be cool.
Yeah, that's what my parents tell me because they think of, because I'll be up against kids that aren't my age but my weight, and they think I'll be really good at it because the workout I do.
Right. Yeah, I think so. Now, a couple of questions out here that we've got in the chat. Two Live Moo. He's asking, what arrow release do you use?
I use the Scott Archery Buzz release. It's a wrist strap release. I like shooting handhelds, but the one I shot, which is the smallest one Scott has, is still too big for my hand, and it's not that comfortable, but I really wanted to shoot it, but with how uncomfortable it is, I don't want to.
So you're saying you may eventually, as you get older, you may move into one of those then?
Yes. Right. Okay. When my hand gets bigger.
Right. Now, Rob out there, he's saying that, you know, if you had any friends at school that, you know, or maybe some neighbors or people there in town, you have some kiddos that were not necessarily maybe younger than you, but not necessarily, but that were interested in trying archery for the first time, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to not worry about where the arrow is going. Just focus on how you are drawing back and where you're putting it, so you can be consistent. Because if they're starting out for the first time and they're like missing, then they would get discouraged and not want to do it. And I don't want kids to do that.
Very cool. Yeah, it's the whole thing with form, right? With that repeatability in that form, it's very big with archery. And I don't know if, you know, I'll kind of a little bit of, this is kind of the way I am. I focused a lot on form. And I think that, and tell me if you agree with this, I think that if you practice your form and you've got really good form and all of your equipment works the way that it's supposed to work, you don't have an equipment problem, then that arrow is going to go where it's supposed to go pretty much every single time, right?
Yes. Right. I focus mainly on my form and mental game because I don't want to have like a really bad mental game but good form and shoot like crap because my mental game is off and I'm focusing on other people and how they're shooting instead of myself.
Right. Now, does mom and dad focus on those other shooters sometimes when you're in a match? Do they pay attention to other shooters' scores sometimes?
Not that much.
Okay. I know that when my daughter shot, I know that I was all about watching what the other kids were doing. That way, I kind of knew how she was comparing, you know, to everything. So, and I got a lot of enjoyment out of that, honestly.
That's kind of how my dad is, but he's not just staring at the other kids the whole time and watching them.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, you have to kind of do it kind of sneaky. You don't want them to know you're watching them, for sure. Now you mentioned sponsors earlier. So, what sponsors do you have? Shout out real quick.
I have Walters Brothers Recreation, Canes with the support of Hoyt, Black River Archery, Carbon Express Arrows, Competitive Edge Custom Bowstrings, Sky Archery, Pine Ridge Archery, Boning, He Dog, The Young Archer Magazine, Shirts and Logos, and FAF Graphics and JaceCaps.com.
Wow. You got more sponsors than Mike has ex-girlfriends. Just saying.
Hey, that is very true, but contrary to what you believe, I'm only single digits with the girlfriends.
Right. That's awesome. So I'm trying to find. I lost the Instagram link. There it is. Okay, I wanted to throw that Instagram link out there one more time. That way, if people wanted to follow along or whatever. So let me get that Instagram link out there, and I'm also throwing the website out there for Walters Brother Recreation. So that'll get you to several other places to kind of check out everything that's being done over there. So let's start closing this thing down. Give Mike and Snob here an opportunity to final thoughts and plug anything they need to do. Mike, what do you got?
Only thing I'll say is if you haven't done so, just go visit m-wtactical.com and check out everything I'm doing that I put on that website. If you go to media links, you'll see the various other platforms that I'm on, Black Man with the Gun podcast, Ghost Tacticals, Tactical Tuesday, and majority of the time I'm with you, Clover Tac, whereas we're doing Wednesday, Thursdays, and some Fridays. So, please check out m-wtactical.com and donate to the GoFundMe campaign we have going on, and check out the other various areas we have going on as well.
All right. Thanks for helping out, Mike. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Snob, what do you got, buddy?
Oh, I don't have much to plug. I just want to tell Jace, thanks for teaching us a few things. And I thought I was very impressed. Such a young man is so very well spoken. So glad I got to be here and help out.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And let me grab a couple of things here. I'm going to grab the website link again and throw that out there for all the social media contacts for, you know, Harold Clover Tac. Make it easy to follow us and do whatever you need to do on any platform. It's there. Also the swag store, the discount codes, the affiliates, friends of the site, other channels that we follow. Probably need to get Walters Brother Recreation probably on that page before too long. It is pretty cool stuff to check out. But yeah, it's just a lot of cool stuff to follow along with those in the community. And I lump archery in also with a rifle, pistol, shotgun. To me, I know some people get kind of weird about, you know, the shotgunners are kind of over here by themselves and the archers are over here by themselves and the riflemen are over here by themselves and that sort of thing. But, you know, to me, it's all shooting sports. A lot of the same discipline and technique and commitment and training and a lot of all of that mentality and stuff still applies. So, cool stuff. Jace, thank you, sir, for jumping in, and we've had a great conversation.
I got one more thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to ask, did you have anything else before we go?
Okay, you can follow me at Jace Watches Recreation and Watches Buzz Recreation. And thank you for this opportunity, and it was a lot of fun on this podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here, and you did a great job. And you know, good luck with your archery. Keep doing good in school. That's obviously most important. I know you love the archery and the motocross and all the other stuff, but the school, unfortunately, has to come first all the time. So make sure you keep that mentality, which I think you've got now, and you'll go far. Really looking forward to seeing what you do in the future. And hopefully later on we can bring you back. And as you get older and maybe start shooting different types of tournaments and get different equipment and stuff like that, maybe we can bring you back on and kind of see what you have going on. So you're always welcome. With that, folks, we are going to get out of here on a Wednesday. Enjoy the rest of your week. We will have hopefully Renaissance Ammunition in the house on Friday. Tomorrow night on the Nerd Chat, we should be talking about email lists, newsletters, and the MailChimp site that helps kind of organize and keep all that together. So come talk nerdy with us and check that out if you have the opportunity. But that's it for us. Thanks for dropping by, and we will catch you later. Bye.